In July 2004, a young politician from the Midwest delivered a speech at the Democratic National Convention, during which John Kerry was nominated as the party's candidate for president. He spoke eloquently on the subject of hope. Here's an excerpt from his speech. In the end, that's what this election is about. Do we participate in a politics of cynicism or a politics of hope? I'm not talking about blind optimism here, the almost willful ignorance that thinks that unemployment will go away if we just don't think about it, or the healthcare crisis will solve itself if we just ignore it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something more substantial. It's the hope of slaves sitting around a fire singing freedom songs, the hope of immigrants setting out for distant shores, the hope of a mill worker's son who dares defy the odds, the hope of a skinny kid with a funny name who believes that America has a place for him too. Hope in the face of difficulty, hope in the face of uncertainty, the audacity of hope. In the end, that is God's greatest gift to us, the bedrock of this nation, a belief in things not seen, a belief that there are better days ahead. John Kerry did not win that election, but that speech propelled Barack Obama into the national spotlight. 4 years later, Obama ran for and was elected president of the United States under both a slogan and a promise of hope and change. Over the last few weeks, I've thought a lot about hope and change and what that might mean for us today, both as members and congregants of UUCL and of citizens of Loudoun County, Virginia, the United States, and the world. Hope, of course, is both a noun and a verb, a thing and an act. As a noun, I ask myself, what are our hopes and dreams for this congregation, for this country, for our world? And what is the opposite of hope? Is it despair or is it complacency? And as a verb, what does the act of hope enable us to do? Is it necessarily and always a positive thing? Hope and change. You can hope things never change, but frankly, that's a fantasy. Change is inevitable. The only constant is change. I'm in the middle of reading a book by Fareed Zakaria. His most recent book is titled The Age of Revolutions, which is about moments in history of profound change. He quotes in the book from a 1958 novel titled The Leopard, in which the protagonist, a Sicilian noble, whose status is threatened, is advised, if we want things to stay as they are, things will have to change. To escape revolution, Europe's conservative ruling classes had to accept reform. If we want things to stay as they are, things will have to change. The author of The Leopard was talking about political power and social dynamics, but his statement has broader application. In physics, there's a principle of entropy, or the amount of disorder in a system. And the law of entropy states roughly that a system will naturally move to increasing entropy or increasing amounts of disorder unless energy is put into that system. Now, the easiest way to understand what entropy is to think of a teenager's bedroom. Right, their bedroom will become more disorderly unless energy is put into that in the way of periodic cleanups. Thinking in terms of society, it takes energy to maintain order, whether that energy is institutional, religious, civic, governmental, or if it's individual. Global warming will continue on its own given the structures of our society and our system. And it will wreak havoc on communities and individuals, mostly those who are most vulnerable, least privileged, and are least able to absorb it. Stopping or slowing global warming, if we want things to stay as they are, roughly, requires willful action by governments, businesses, and individuals. It requires ambition and commitment, and it requires hope. Hope for the future. Hope that we can actually meet this enormous challenge. Hope that a stable climate can be achieved. Hope and change, before change can occur, or willful positive change anyway, hope is required. Our message, the message of Unitarian Universalism and of UUCL, is a message of hope. Not hope for life everlasting, but hope for a community and a society that is kinder, more loving, more accepting, and more understanding. Hope that no matter your situation, no matter who you are, things will get better and we will be there for you. Mobile Hope is one of the organizations that we support through our Share the Plate program. Mobile Hope's website states that they provide support and emergency shelter to youth who are at risk, precariously housed, or homeless. The website continues, "We don't lose hope. We continue to listen without judgment, provide a safe place to land, and embrace the power of never giving up. And hope that every youth who walks through our door ends up a story of resilience." Perhaps the most important thing this organization provides is not support and shelter, it is hope. On July 2nd of this year, just 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, the Civil Rights Act turned 60. And when he signed it, President Lyndon Johnson said it was, quote, "a challenge to all of us to go to work in our communities and our states, in our homes and in our hearts, to eliminate the last vestiges of injustice in our beloved country," end quote. The passing of the Civil Rights Act didn't just happen. It took decades of activism, protests, marches, political dealing, and a spotlight on appalling acts of violence. But before any of that, it began with hope, the hope that many in this country of all races had for a more just system. Since the first slave ship that landed in 1619, through generations that never saw freedom but never lost hope, through the Civil War fought by one side to eliminate the evil of slavery and the other side to sustain it, through the Jim Crow era and continued economic and opportunity oppression, to that day 60 years ago when President Johnson signed the act, and continuing today as Black Americans seek true equality. Regardless of the issue or the circumstance, positive, willful change begins with hope. The good news is that it's inherently human to hope for better in yourself and in your surroundings. That's a big part, I think, of why Barack Obama was elected in 2008. People saw him as a representation of hope for a better, more equal, more just world. If we want to create a world where those things that Unitarian Universalists care about are more abundant, environmental sustainability, inclusion, social justice, equal rights, and opportunities for all, that requires hope as a starting point for positive change. 3 weeks ago, at the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly, that annual gathering of ministers and representatives of the congregations that make up the UUA, delegates voted decisively to approve a new statement of values and beliefs for Unitarian Universalism. These six values replace the seven principles that many of you are familiar with. And Clyde, if I could see the graphic, they're represented by this graphic, with love at the center, surrounded by six petals representing the values. Here's how the UUA describes the new values. Love is the power that holds us together and is at the center of our shared values. We are accountable to one another for doing the work of living our shared values through the spiritual discipline of love. In the official values paper that the UUA approved, each one-word value is followed by an action statement, and that is followed by a covenantal statement or a promise. And let me just share three of them with you to illustrate. For the value of interdependence, we honor the interdependent web of all existence with reverence for the great web of life, and with humility, we acknowledge our place in it. That's the action statement. And then the covenant. We covenant to protect Earth and all beings from exploitation. We will create and nurture sustainable relationships of care and respect, mutuality, and justice We will work to repair harm and damaged relationships. And the transformation value, the action statement is we adapt to a changing world. And the covenant, we covenant to collectively transform and grow spiritually and ethically. Openness to change is fundamental to our Unitarian and Universalist heritages, never complete and never perfect. And the value of generosity. The action statement, we cultivate a spirit of gratitude and hope. And the covenant, we covenant to freely and compassionately share our faith, presence, and resources. Our generosity connects us to one another in relationships of interdependence and mutuality. Each value has a statement of covenant, not a statement of hope. It does not say we hope to protect Earth and all beings from exploitation. It says we covenant to protect Earth and all beings from exploitation. We promise to each other we will act to do so. That's the same spirit that's reflected in Anne-Marie's membership email closing. She says, it's not about belief, it's about commitment to a vision for a better world. Back when I spent most of my week in the business world, we rarely used the term hope. In fact, we were often dismissive of hope. Hope is not a plan, it is said. We were much more inclined to use words like vision or the more actionable ambition. So, what's the difference between hope and ambition? In my view, ambition is hope with the intent to take action. Or said another way, hope plus commitment equals ambition. And ambition plus a plan equals action. And action, if done often enough and by enough people, results in positive change. So let me say that again for those of you who aren't really good at math. Hope plus commitment equals ambition, and ambition plus a plan equals action. And action, if done often enough and by enough people, results in positive change. That ultimately is where we need to get to if we're going to help create a world that is more just, more equitable, and more sustainable. That's what then Senator Obama meant when he said, I'm not talking about blind optimism here, not willful ignorance. I'm talking about something more substantial. Hope in the face of difficulty, hope in the face of uncertainty, the audacity of hope. We here at UUCL face a difficult decision in the months ahead. At the core of that decision is the question, how and where can we best serve our mission? And more pointedly, should we stay or should we go? And whenever I say that line, I'm always reminded of the 1982 Clash song, should we stay or should we go? Now, and the particular verse that says, if I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. And that's kind of the dilemma that we face. Many of you know that Tamar and I both are on the task force, as is Martha and Elizabeth Scheid and Michelle and Reverend Alice. We're on the task force has been charged with evaluating our options for space. And we've been working together for nearly a year, digging deep on the possibilities of the various paths that we can take. And I do want to share my perspective without forcing it on all of you or expecting everyone to agree with me. After all, the decision to stay or go is the congregation's call. It's not mine or the Space Force or the boards or the ministers, it's yours. Regardless, let me state my view. First, I think that Loudoun County needs UUCL to grow, to make our message of hope and our commitment for and our action for actions make them heard and seen by more people, to counter the messages of intolerance around us that seem to be getting stronger. If we want things to stay as they are, things will need to change. Now, I'm aware that you are aware that the time for all ages this morning included a reference to organisms growing out of their current constraints. And I'm aware that you are aware that some of the songs I've selected this morning reflect a move to a metaphorical better place. I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers, Change Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, and the one that you'll be hearing after I'm done speaking, Way Over Yonder by Carole King. And while singers have been singing for a long, long time, using a better place as a metaphor for a better state of being, I admit to wanting you to think about the possibilities, both metaphorically and locationally. I think we can best serve our mission if we move from this beautiful little church on Gleedsville Road to one that is more central to Leesburg, that has more room for Sunday morning congregants and children's RE and other activities, and it is more appealing to both our existing congregants and potential new ones. Such a move would signal not only hope, but belief and faith and ambition. It would be a commitment to act on our hope. I know that not everyone agrees with me, and that's okay. No, that's great. It's by talking through various perspectives and considering different points of view and poking at the assumptions and the analysis that we will end up in a better place, metaphorically speaking, and with a better decision. But no matter what decision we make, not everyone will be happy with it, and that makes me sad. But it's not enough for us to hope that most of you will be happy with the decision. We all need to turn that hope into a commitment to and an ambition for, and ultimately a plan for, an inclusive and transparent and democratic process. The conversation that we intend to have and that we've planned for following this service is one further step, but not the last step in that process. And I would love it if you all stayed and joined us. If ultimately you decide to stay here on Gleedsville Road, we just can't hope for more attendees on Sunday mornings, more kids in our RE program and full-time ministry. We need to commit to that, state our ambition, and develop a plan. If we want things to stay as they are, things will have to change. And if we as a congregation decide to move, we can't just hope that we'll find a great space. And we can't just hope to find the money, though that is where we do need to start. We'll need to make it viable. We need to commit and make a plan to find a great space, one that reflects the hopes, desires, and aspirations of this congregation, and that meets our current and future needs. And we can't just hope that the money will appear, though I certainly hope that it does. We need to commit to it. We need to do the math, hire the right expertise, and have a plan to raise it. The board and the Space Force have been doing and will be doing exactly that going forward, and we'd like you to join us in those efforts. That sounds really hard. Well, change is hard. I used to have a note on my desk at my home office that said, "Vision is what keeps us going when the work gets hard." Maybe more appropriate for today's message, hope is what keeps us going when the work gets hard. So that's the internal challenge that we all face in the weeks and months ahead. The external challenge, the one that we want to take out into the world, is to sustain our personal hope and spread it to others, that collectively we can create a more just, more sustainable, and more equitable world. Then let hope grow into faith, turn that faith into commitment, turn the commitment into actions. That's how positive change will happen. Amen.